Hare Krishna. I have two very similar questions from two consecutive questioneers here. One is a Boris Liliana and the other one is a Raju Chaudhary. And both of them ask about how to control sex life and illicit sex. So this is certainly a very relevant issue, very relevant question, not something that we haven't answered before, but certainly always worth fearing about. And in truth, if one has actually gained freedom from sexual desire, more or less his path to Krishna consciousness is assured. He can easily then proceed along the other steps of devotional service. And this sexuality has two different aspects. One is the desire for sex life, and the other one is the urges. Racho vegam, manasukoda vegam, kudarupashta vegam. The urges are gross, and the desire is subtle. And generally speaking, subtle things are more difficult to purify than gross things, particularly because they're of a subtler nature, more difficult to get a hold of, and more deeply entrenched. These urges are a consequence of the desire. As long as the desire is in the heart, the urge will be there. So, how does one control the urge? Yes, by strong devotional practices, chanting 16 rounds without offense, following the regulative principles, associating with Vaishnavas, having strong sadhana, especially reading Srimad Bhagavatam. These things will give one the spiritual strength to resist the urges because the desire is there and it's inevitable that desire then makes its presence felt. Of course, in addition to the activities of pure devotional service, which are most important, then there are certain practical considerations, such as how one lives. Obviously, you don't go watch movies and so on, because that then will give fire and give precedent again to the urges. Husband and wife are generally encouraged to be careful in terms of their association, live in separate or sleep in separate quarters. These are some practical things, but over and above that, devotional service is the key factor or the main factor. And when one follows the process of devotional service nicely and the senses are kept under control, then gradually shaner shaner rupanirat cheto darpanamajanam, the heart becomes cleansed. The desire itself for sex life, which is connected to so many other types of desires, such as the desire for independence, the desire for enjoyment, many things, as that becomes purified, then ultimately the urge itself completely dies out, and this desire having been purified from the heart. But it takes time. And in order to successfully purify the desire from within the heart, it requires that one be very vigilant in terms of not giving in to the urges. If one then does what we call fall down, in other words, gives in to the urges because one is not sufficiently strong, he doesn't have the spiritual strength, then that will give precedent again to the mind and the senses, and that will make one's control of the senses all that much more difficult, the urges all that much more difficult. So remaining pure in habit and thought, these are things that are very important and integral to achieving this really major step forward in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness. We see that when Vaishnavas of all sorts, be they spiritual masters and sannyasis, or devotees who don't have such important position, although all devotees have important position, but anyway, relatively speaking, probably 95% of the problems come from this thing. So, sadhu shabadan. But remember, it can't be just mechanical. You may not get the type of strength, insulation, and protection you want from these urges by mechanical devotional activity. You have to be doing the real thing, and all these devotional activities have to be offenseless. Hare Krishna.